Yes, the Tosfos is the Ha'amar Rav Misharshia. Okay? All right, take it away. Good, good. Good. Okay, stop. Good. Now stop for a second. A simple question. Why is Tosfos writing this? What?
Besides the Stam explanation of the Gemara.
But what's bothering him? What's the problem with the Gemara?
Sure that the whole thing about Meister is an issue of Sphira, it's only an issue of Sphira.
Therefore,
which is in line with the question.
Yeah, I know, but it's more than that. It's more than that. There's more. There's something more. Yeah.
I'll tell you what's bothering him. I don't know how he answers it.
There's two. Both are right.
Bothering him is that how does the Gemara saying it's the focus of Dar and that's the business of Meister solve the issue of, in our Mishnah, there being a halakhic difference between Batim and Sutton, meaning.
But you mean, well, I think you're asking the right question. You mean so far as the Rabbanon of Sphiris is concerned?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think you're saying good, good. No, don't say it. Charles saying is very good before you get to the next one. Here's a problem. The problem is in the Gemara, okay, the Gemara says that there are two Doraisas, or two Isurim, however you want to quantify, I don't care. Two issues that play a role in Meiser, and one issue that plays a role in what do you call it? In the Gemara says it. The Gemara is dealing with the Doraisas. When it comes to Doraisas, there are two issues that apply to Meiser and one to Mezuzah, right? Okay. So which implies that it's a more serious situation when it comes to Sadeh than when it comes to Mezuzah. The problem is that the Mishnah is not talking about that. The Mishnah only has one Gzera. And what's that Gzera? Right. So what Tosfos is saying is that, like this. Tosfos is saying, why does the Mishnah, what's really buying Tosfos is, why does the Mishnah have to tell you Ein Sarach Lomar when the issue is only expressed in the Doraisa realm? There's no expression in the Durabanan. Hold on. Let me just finish. There's no expression in the Durabanan realm. There's no practical Nafkamina mi Durabanan. It's one Gzera. I can't rent houses and can't rent fields. But in the Gemara shows you there's a clear nafkamina that if I sell a house, I'm over one issue or one isser. If I sell a field, I'm over two isserim. Right? So what Tosfos is trying to explain to us is that the what? You're over two, there's two isserim you're over. Halakhically. Yeah. And the checkbox of things I'm over. But how many, how many Durabanans am I over? One. So Tosfos, I'm saying, without giving what I think as far as, Tosfos is trying to point out that here's this problem. The problem here is that, what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is telling us about Doraisas. The Mishnah's not talking about Doraisas. So how does the Ein Sarach Lomar work in the Mishnah? Okay? Yes. Mishnah, right? So let's say it didn't say Ein Sarach Lomar. Right? And learn the Issa Drabanan. Has it changed my day at all?
You wouldn't know God's Meister.
By what?
You would not, if we didn't say in Sarklam, or you would not know the issue of God's
Meister. Me Doraisa?
I wouldn't know it's a problem.
What do you mean? What's that?
I learned it's
a problem. I wouldn't know what the Gemara said about the mezuzah and bias being in the dar and all that.
Right, I
but the Gemara, could it, one second, no, but the Gemara, no. Interesting. I don't think you're following what I'm asking. Okay. Like this. Let me give you my answer. It was like this. I think what Tosfos is trying to tell you is, what the Mishnayah serves two purposes, okay? One purpose of Mishnah serves is to halacha, but it's also there as a method of limud as well. You learn certain things. I think the reason why the Mishnah is written this way, it's not just to teach you a chiddush of Hafkas Maaser. I think what it's saying is that, in other words, by saying Ein Tzarech Lomar, that even though there is only one Derabanan, there's only one Issa Derabanan. And what do Derabanans do? They protect their Issas. And in some sort of alternate universe, how many Derabanans, and it's, I'm not saying really, but how, could you have conceived of when it came to the Issa of selling a field? Two. But there can't be, right? Because they're really, it's really one Issa with two expressions, but it's one Issa, right?
So,
what? No, selling.
Derabanan on selling.
No, right, right.
The Isser is to rent.
Right. But there's no mechanism to have a second Derabanan on this Isser Deraisa. What's the mechanism? I can't rent. There's no multiple I can't rent you could do. So we should know that even though the Derabanan is exactly the same, there is nothing different in Derabanan, but that they relate to two different Deraisa phenomenon. That's what the mission, that's what Tosas is trying to tell you. That's a very unique idea. You don't have that by Derabanans. Tell me another Derabanan like this. Think about that for a second. Derabanans are made in a very specific way. One Derabanan for one Deraisa. Right here, the Deraisa doesn't lend itself to any other expression other than renting. Right? But there's really two issues you're protecting. So the Gemara wants you to think about is that it's true it's one Derabanan, but you should relate to it as one being more chumer than the other. One actual Issa Derabanan. But know that the one Derabanan by Sados is a different, it's same Issa Derabanan halachically, but conceptually, there's more going on there.
Okay, so some people explain this Shaka Vataria.
The Asya.
The Asya, I feel about that
ring. Be'eretz Yisrael.
Be'eretz Yisrael.
Lafkia.
Lafkia miad maizah. That.
B'sofa sholeach.
This Gemara is either the opinion that Ovid Kochavim can't be told in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so let's get that out of the way. Okay, so we know there's a machlokas in over here that tells us as follows. Okay, if I sell my house, right, which means my land, to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, if I sell my my house in Chashma, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. To what it called, to a non-Jew, okay? So there's two possibilities. What the easy possibility is,
he owns it,
okay? And if I sell my field to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, he should own it, right? Kenyan. Before Tosfos brings this up, of course, what you would think is that the sale is a good sale, right? Now, what goes along, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, what goes along with the sale? Meiser. Okay, so to put it in a very descriptive way, there is a certain kedusha that exists in Eretz, in this square over here, that allows for the chi of Maisa to exist, so to speak. And when you sell that land, you're literally taking everything that's here. Remember, did we do last year the loose stone in the base of Mikdash? Remember how the kedusha goes all the way down?
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. In other words, you're actually literally like digging out this kedusha and just giving it over to the non-Jew. In the contract, it stipulates, I'm ripping out the guts of Eretz Yisrael in this Kenyan. That's a simple way to learn. What does it mean to say Ein Kenyan? Something that some people in the Shir seem to have a difficult time understanding. It's a very simple concept. Right? It does not mean that there was no sale. It does not mean that now I can go to the house and throw the non-Jew out. No. You're not defrauding him. It doesn't mean there's no Kenyan. It just means that, at this point, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, an incomplete kinyan. Okay? Well, I wouldn't even put it that way. I'd say it's even too kind of kinyan. It's somewhat as... Oh, let me read Rashi. Rashi says, In kana ove kochavim karka ba'aretz. In kinyano kanoi lehafkia mikdushasa. Okay? The kinyan does not produce a hafka, the kedusha. All right? Meaning, if I sell it to a non-Jew, what does it mean to say in kinyan? It doesn't mean there's no kinyan. Of course, he owns a house. But I can't rid myself of this Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's an impossibility. What goes along with this? Meiser? Okay. What an odd machlokas, I would say. Very interesting machlokas. We need to define such a machlokas, do we not?
Yes.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Let's go on a little bit in Tosfos.
Doesn't work to remove my plea of Meiser.
Chashuva hafka, even though it's not mafkia until Maaseret. Until now, we're all learning that hafka meant being mafkia until. So according to this opinion, how do you learn hafka? How do you learn the Gemara? Mikol makom chashuva hafka. Mashhi atav yad olukufa.
He's all right. So Tosos is already playing a little bit of a spark card. I mean, he's not defining it, but what he's saying is that, what do you mean by Hafka? For all practical purposes, Hafka has taken place. Make sure you understand that. In other words, it may not be Halakha Hafka, but practically speaking, is a Jew taking Maaser from this piece of land? No. Or to put it in more descriptive terms, it's like when I sell the field to the non-Jew, he builds a fort around the field, right? I'm now removed from being able to take Maaser from the field, practically speaking. Okay, so hafka in this context is a practical hafka. Go on. Right, and he's going to be planting. Shaino.
It's interesting that he puts the heat. Why does he put the huzara as a
thing? I'm not sure. Because he's planting.
I know.
The meiser will, the chiyu meiser would emerge from that.
Meaning if he added the zeh, it's like a bitla
seh. Right. It's a mitzvah hatzluya ba. The mitzvah that's in it. Okay. About bias. Aval bias. Right, but you can't say by bias because the bias itself is never chayiv, right?
It does have the other type of hafka.
What? No, no. Right. Kevan she'ein Yisrael. Stop. So this is the first possibility. So Tosos fleshes it out very nicely. He says again, think about what you have to define here. Machlokas kinyan ein kinyan. But then as the byproduct of that, what applies to our sugya is going to be, is there hafka or not? He's saying, hafka is, it's practically speaking, a hafka. Okay, practically. There's no way the Jews can be able to do meiser now. Okay? It's taken away from his means of doing meiser. Right? So far, so good? That's also rip it apart in a very adept fashion, in my opinion. Okay? Keep going. Valoni Hira. Ikatarti.
Are you not reading with Bach, Rabbi?
Ikatarti.
So
what are you going back again? The Imkain. Oh. The Rabbi Yossi said that Isbe Tarti Gazra Banan. So what does it mean to say? So why later on in the Gemara do we say Rabbi Yossi, right? We haven't done his opinion yet. But anyway, Sada de Isbe Tarti Gazra Banan Skirasata Mechira. Then when it comes to a Sada that has both Isurim, right? Gazra Banan Skirasata Mechira, right? Halo Beskiris Gufa Ikatarti. In, with skewers itself, you can have what problem? What?
No,
right. The beskiras gufe ika hafkami ma'aser shlo yaser o bekochavim bo satzvua. If I rented, I would also have two problems. Because what would happen? Number one, it's going to lead me to over to what? What? I had to talk to you. What? Right. No one's doing Meiser on this land. This land will remain Meiserless. So the Rabbanim will carry two with it as well, not one. Okay? Correct. Right. Yeah, exactly right. Let's forget the Rabbanim of... I'm sorry, right. Forget the... I thought I said that. But anyway, forget the Rabbanim of renting because of Lo Sechanim. I can't rent because what's going to happen? The guy's going to put up a nice wall and I can't do Meiser. It doesn't matter if it's selling or renting. Wouldn't make a difference. Okay. That's one kasha. That's a good kasha. I'm not trying to answer that one. But the second one I can answer. That's a harder one to answer.
The second one's like an easy one to answer.
I agree. What? I know, it's easy to answer. The first one, this one's a more difficult one to answer. Vote Kasha.
Oh, that's so
this one right now, what?
You are trying to answer the first one, right?
I said it's hard to answer that first one.
Oh, that's not
my
trying to answer.
No. It's a harder answer. It's a hard one to answer. Okay, do the second one. 1 second, let's just finish. Let me just finish and then we'll review everything. Vote Kasha.
Kasha. The
Legamre, right? Havka means what?
Total.
Complete, right? There's no half Havkas. There's no 99% of kaz. It's a quality. Go on. Oh, how do we know? Because if you say there's no kinyan, that's the key. That's what I was pointing out to you before. That even if it's in the hand of the non-Jew, if I planted in that non-Jewish field, again, if I hold in kinyan, and therefore I sell the field to the non-Jew, if I go ahead and plant in that field, I'm chayv a meiser. Okay? So what do you mean? So one second. Lekach nira. No. Lekach nira, the farish asya, command amar, yesh kinyan. Therefore, it makes more sense to say there is a kinyan. Ukashemochol ove kochavim, hu mafkia mamash mi meiser. Shafil yizar yisrael, lo yizchayv a meiser. Aval bayis vada, ina mafkia mina mezuzah. Right, dafilu lo yimkrenel ove kochavim, elosh lo yidur bo yisrael. Right, ain kachia mezuzah mina Torah. Okay, so we'll get that in a second, that last part. Okay? Okay. So, what do we have here? Machlokas, kinyan in kinyan. And then as a result of that machlokas, hafka, not, or quasi hafka, fake hafka, I don't know what you want to call it, versus real hafka. Right. And then the kachas and tosfos. I hear the approach. I'm just gonna, I put a little bit differently, but it's the same concept. But I like the way Rashi said it over here by the in kinyan. I'm going to use that as like the basis for it. The question is I do think it's a question of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, ultimately. That's really the question, right? There's two ways we could look at this formulation of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to play a role in kinyans. One way to say as follows. One to say is that... So I'd say it's definitely a question in how Kedushas Eretz Yisrael works. So one possibility is what? How is the Chiyuv structured? The Chiyuv structured is that there's a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and what's the Baal's, what is the Jew's responsibility? What's he doing? So he's the vehicle to bring about the, what do you call it? Giving a certain quality, exactly. His role is to be the vehicle, okay? That's one possibility. And then... You're right, fine. Ultimately, I agree.
Vehicle for what? The
key of
the mitzvah from
that. Correct. Yes. There's, if you look at the structure, Meiser.
That comes out from that tradition.
Yes, correct. The other way to say is no. And I think what Rashi's saying is that.
And he maintains that status even after the sale. Because
Right. Okay, right. Correct. Okay. How can you learn this idea that what does Rashi mean when he says, Enkidyano kanoi, right? Lahafkia mikudushasa. All right? What does he mean by that? That it's like what he's really saying is, it sounds like what he's saying is that their kinyan is incomplete, right? Which really sounds like saying that whatever bialis I could ever have on Eretz Yisrael will always be incomplete, meaning that there is never a halachic mechanism to be able to transfer kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's out of our ability to transfer. You understand? In other words, through selling. Right, exactly, through selling. No. How do I commoditize Kedusha? It doesn't lend itself to being a commodity. This is a very important halacha. So what's supposed to say in the end? He says, Aval bayis vada in a mafkiya min uzuzah. Da filo yim karenu, right? Le'ove kochavim. Elosh lo da yidor bo Yisrael. Okay? Ein kan chiyav mizuzah min haTorah. Okay? So let's say I ended up selling the house to a non-Jew, and let's say a Jew comes along and rents the house in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew. Okay, no chiyuv mezuzah midaraisa. Okay, why? The hachi kaimelon. The hadam rinam parakatcheles hasoker bais bechutz laaretz kol shlosh from yom p'torim in the mezuzah mikam eila chayaves. What an odd halacha. We can't define this yet. There's another toaster that I'm not going to get up. What an odd halacha. For some reason, if I am renting a house from a non-Jew in America, I have 30 days to put up my mezuzah. Okay? But when I'm renting a house from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, I do it immediately. We have to answer why that's the case. What? No.
There is.
There's toasters on it, though. Okay. Well, say wait. Right? Mikol makom ein chiyuv zeh min haTorah. Dimidoraisa pitura la olam. you're putter from putting up a mezuzah if you're renting a place. Okay? Kedichsev beisecha, right? Below shalachirim. V'afa v'adadar shinam beisecha bi'asecha lanicha b'yam and derech b'ya. V'kamachom trei beisecha k'sivi. So even though we darshan out two things from the word beisecha, one of them being it's got to be your home. Now, he says, aval rabbanan hu dechayvuhu la'achar shloshim yom. Listen to this. Mimnei shehi nires kishalo.
Oh God, my
God. Yeah, that's unbelievable. So Tosus is suggesting that the mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah in a home that you rent in Chutz La'aretz, right? Our answer is also, what? What do you mean, Vada? It's a machlokas how to learn it, okay?
But let's
go back for 1 second. So, but Tosos has this issue. What's his kasha? His kasha is, yeah, but come on, man. It says havka. So you have two problems. One problem is that Rav Yossi later on, no one ever tolerates the possibility of that. And when I'm socher the house, I could be over a, what do you call it, socher the field, I'm over potentially deraisa. And also the word havka doesn't mean that. Havka means complete removal. Yeah. Very good. In other words, the machlokas in havka then would be as follows, okay? So do you say, if havka means I'm removing the chiyuv altogether, right? Then what the Yeshiva Forshim is saying makes no sense. Because another way you can learn havka, right? It doesn't mean you're mafkia the chiyuv, but rather you're mafkia what? Which means, what do you mean by chiyuv though? Right, the ability to perform the mitzvah. That's also halakha havka. You could say havka also means the ability to perform the mitzvah. That's a key of the mitzvah. So is the machlokas is it din of chiyuv? What are you smiling about?